Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Zayin. We're going to start from the second line from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins. Now, this is in the middle of a fascinating sugya. If we wanted to, we'd have to go over the entire sugya to really understand the relationship, but we'll try Bekitzur just to remind ourselves what we were learning yesterday. If you go back to Vav Amud Aleph, a little bit past halfway down the Amud, in the middle of the line, there are two dots, and the Gemara begins with Iboyelahu. Essay de la Acher Hafrasha Mechapra, Oiloi Mechapra. What does that mean? You have a person who's bringing a carbon oila. As you know, 99% of the oila is really a neder or nedava. However, the Gemara told us already previously, and we're going to discuss this again today, that an oila has a side benefit. Even though there is no obligation to bring an oila, nevertheless, if you bring an oila, then it has a very wonderful kapara capacity to it. In which respect, if a person did not do an asay, one day he missed putting on tefillin, for whatever reason it was, b'mezid, b'shogeg, he didn't put on tefillin, or he was wearing arba kanfois with non-kosher tzitzis or without tzitzis. So he was mavatel a mitzvah asay. Min ha-toyder, there is no punishment. Bezin does not give lashes. Bezin does not, the Bezin shomala doesn't give chorus, no misa b'dei shemoyim. However, the person does need to do tshuva for the violation. So you can do tshuva throughout the year by clapping al chayt, asham nevagadnu, etc. But Chazal also teaches if you bring a carbon oila, it's also mechaper on essays, as well as, for instance, a lav hanitik la'asei. Lav hanitik la'asei is the type of lav which is special, where the Torah gave a special remedy. The most famous one is the din of noiser, where the Torah says, v'loisisiru mimenu ad boiker. Never leave over the carbon beyond the allotted time limit that you're allowed to eat it. And if you go beyond that time limit, instead of getting malchus, you're being oiver and loisisiru, the Torah gives a remedy. V'noiser mimenu ad boiker, v'eshisroifu, just go and burn it. So there's no malchus in that case. So if you bring a korban oila, it's mechaper on that. You don't even have to be mechaven particularly for that asay or that lava nitik lasay. It's kind of an automatic umbrella. You bring it, it takes care of any essays that you may have, or lava nitik lasay. So yesterday the Gemara asked the following shaila. Back on Vav Amud Aleph, Iboy Lahu, I essay the le'acher hafrosha mechapra, oiloi mechapra. The person bought his carbon oila. He was thinking in back of his mind, oh, I'm going to get a kapara for all my failure to do particular assays, or for that matter, his violation of a lav hanitik assay. So clearly, the oila will be mechapra for that. The question is, what about an assay that he did le'acher hafrosha? The Acher HaFrosha, the Moshe would be, he bought his carbon 9 o'clock in the morning. At the time he bought it, or when he brought it home, he said, Harizu Oila, I'm bringing this for my carbon Oila. And when does he actually bring the carbon? He brings it, the Moshe, the day later on Friday. Now clearly, when he brings it on Friday, this Oila will be mechaper for all essays that he missed prior to Thursday morning. That's clear. What the Gemara is now asking is, what happens if between the time of his hafrasha on Thursday and his bringing the carbon on Friday, what happens if he messed up with yet another assay? Can the carbon go and be mechaper on that as well? And the Gemara says, L'choira, I should bring a raya from Chatas. Mi amrin amidi avachatzis, machatzis tekoidim afrosha indel ha'achar afrosha loy. Achatzis, by definition, you're bringing because you were over an aveda such as eating chela b'shoigig, eating dom b'shoigig, and the like. So that's why you brought and bought the carbon initially. Clearly, that chatzis is not going to be mechaper for anything post the afrosha. Because the whole purpose of the chatos was for that original reason that you bought it. In addition to, as what the Gemara is going to tell us in a moment, because a chatos can only be mechaper on one aveira. If a person was oiver both on chelev and on dam, he has to bring two separate kabbalas. So by definition, if post hafrosha, he said that this behemah should be a chatos, if after that he committed yet another sin, whether it was chelev dam, chil shabbos, whatever it was, bishogeg, for which one would have to bring a chatos, the chatos that he was already mafresh is not going to help for those future aveirois, future meaning post hafrosha, pre hakrova, because the chatos can only accomplish one sin, one kapora for a sin. It can't be mechaper for more than one. So therefore, says Yimar Chatas, the Koidim Afrosha, Indalach Achar Afrosha, right? Just like by Chatas, it's only Mechaper on the pre-existing Averis, not those Averis that happen post Hafrosha Sachatas. Avokanami, the Koidim Afrosha, Indalach Afrosha, right? Oy Dilma, Leidami Lechatas, and not similar to Chatas, the Chatas are called Chait Vachait Boila Suye, Chod Chatas. As we said a moment ago, when it comes to Chatas, it's one Chait at a time. You cannot have one chatas for multiple sins. So by definition, you cannot go and use this chatas for post-hafrosha purposes. It can only take care of pre-hafrosha. For that matter, it can only take care of one aveda that was committed pre-hafrosha. V'hocha, by an oila kimin the ikka, kam esigabe, since he has a number of essays, mechapra, and it's mechapra on them, so maybe esigach hafrosha, Nami mechaper. Maybe the essay will be, maybe this oila will be mechaper even on essays that occurred that he unfortunately violated post hafrosha. That was the Gemara's shaila. And the Gemara tried to bring rayas lekan ulekan. We're going to skip the entire Amid Beis and go to Zion Amid Aleph, second line, the oid. The Gemara is again going to try to be poishit this shaila. And we bring a raya from Seirei Atzeres. What are Seirei Atzeres? Seirei Atzeres are two Seirim which are brought on Shavuos. As Rashi and the Gemara explained already yesterday, these two Seirim do not come as a package deal, but rather each one comes separately. The first Seir is described in Parshas Emor, which we typically lay on Yom Tovim, Shor Oyechesev Oyeiz, Ki Evoleid, Voyeshivas Yom Tachas Imoy, etc. And then when it comes Shavuos, it says, by the way, on Atzeres, you have to bring the Karban Shtei HaLechem, and together with the Shtei HaLechem, there are a number of Karbanois, including one Sa'ir that is brought for a Karban Chatos. That's one. Later on, when you get to Parshas Pinchas, which describes all the Musafim, there again comes Chag Atzeres, meaning Shavuos, you gotta bring a Sa'ir lechatos. So I got two separate Seirim, one from Sefer VaYikra, one from Sefer Bamidbar, and I'm bringing both of them. Now, what is the purpose of a Sa'ir lechatos? You'll all remember those fascinating Gemaras at the beginning of Masechta Shavuos, that all the Seirim that are brought have particular atonements in mind. Sometimes it's Ein b'yedia b'tchila, ava yesh b'yedia b'sof. Sometimes it's yesh b'yedia b'tchila, the ein b'yedia b'sof. Sometimes it's ein b'yedia b'tchila, the ein b'yedia b'sof. And then, of course, your normal regular carbon chattas that you bring is for yesh b'yedia b'tchila, v'yesh b'yedia b'sof. But I left out one important factor, and that is, what do the Seirei chattas and Yom Tovim, what kapara do they effect? They do not affect kapara for someone eating chela b'shogig or dam b'shogig, but rather solely on the inyan of tumas mikdash v'kadoshev. What means tumas mikdash v'kadoshev? A person who was tameh and by accident, without his knowledge, without knowing, he went into the base of mikdash b'tumah, or he ate kodshim b'tumah. If he would have done that b'mezid, he would get kares. If he knew about it before and after, he has to bring his own karban chatas, his own private karban chatas. However, since this person was not aware, and he might never become aware of the fact that he was oyver on tumas mitzvah v'kadoshav. What do Chazal tell us? That's why you bring your se'irim every yontiv. It's not only on atzeres, but also on sikkis and on Pesach. You bring the soyer to be metayer and mechaper, not metayer, mechaper, on the din of tumas mitzvah v'kadoshav. Now that would all be wonderful, but here by Shavuos it says that there are two of them. So, Frank Dimora, why do you need two? Haboy minei, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Reb Zeira, third line from the top. Seirei atzeres shekibol domon b'shnei koisos v'nizrak domoy shel rishon sheini lama ba'a. So yesterday we said in the Gemara, what happens if you are now on atzeres on Shavuos? It's a carbon. Both of them are carbonis tzibur. They brought one carbon, 11 o'clock. Second carbon musaf, 1 o'clock. He had a couple of hours in between. I can understand why you would bring two separate carbonis. Even though they both accomplished the same thing, what do I need the double kapara? Because there may have been a tumma she'ira bein tayim. You could have had a tumma that occurred between the bringing of the first chatos and the bringing of the second. And I don't even know if somebody was oiver, but there's a possibility that somewhere, someone in Yerushalayim entered into the Beis Hamikdash between 11 and 1, and he was tummy without even realizing it. Oy, oy, oy. So I need a new kapara. Or someone between 11 and 1 made Kiddush, and he ate at home in Yerushalayim from the Moshe Lekarbin Shlamim without realizing that he became tummy. Uh-oh. Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshev. So because of that, I can understand, said the Gemara, why you bring your second carbon chatos on atzeres. For a tumah,
the first one, why two korbanos? I could not understand. Bring the first one later.
Just
bring one. Why better bring it another day?
You're asking Kasha on the Torah. The Torah has given us two separate korbanos soir. Each one of them accomplishes the same purpose. So throughout the year, on Pesach or on Sukkot, we only bring one. And that takes care of any pre-existing Tumas Mikdash Kadoshev. We're at the top of Zayin Umad Aleph, third, fourth line. Here the Torah says you got to bring two separate ones.
Only on Shavuos,
on Atzeres. The question is, why would you need two? So anything that any person who was Tameh and ate Kodshim or went to the Beis Hamikdash prior to 11 o'clock on Atzeres, he gets a kapora automatically by the Bezdin bringing, by the Kahanim bringing, that carbon on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So done. What do I need to bring yet a second one, 1 o'clock in the afternoon? So that's what the Gemara said yesterday, for any Tumma She'ira Bein, one and the other. If you want to see the Lashon HaGemara, it's back on Vav Amid Beis. It's mamish halfway down the Amud. The Gemara asks about the Seiri Atzeres. Why do you have two for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshev? Sheini Lama Karev Al Tumas She'ira Bein Zeh L'Zeh. Between 11 and 1. Somebody who was Tamei, or became Tamei, went to eat a Kodshim, went to the Beis Mikdash, so we need a Kapara for him. So you have to have two. That's understandable. So now getting back to our Gemara here on Zayin Amid Aleph, says, what happened? Sira Tzeres to Kibol Domon Bishnei Koisois. By using the expression Kibol Domon Bishnei Koisois, what the Gemara is telling us is that instead of having 11, one carbon, and 1 o'clock, the second carbon, both carbonis were Gishachten, were Shchita simultaneously or concurrently. And so therefore, you had the Kabbalah Saddam also simultaneously. After all, the Kabbalah Saddam means that you have Kehanim standing there next to the behemoth as the shechit is taking place, and as the dam spurts out, it goes into those mizrakim. So therefore, both of those behemoths were gishachten at the same time. V'nizrik dam shel rishon. Now we're approaching the Beis Hamikdash to do, not the Beis Hamikdash, the mizbeach, to do the zrikas adam, and we did the zrikas adam for carbon number one. Boom! All alarms go off in Shemayim and here on the Oretz that anybody that had a Tumas Mikdash Kadoshev has now gotten his full kapara. We're about to do the second Zrikas Adam. Freit the Gemara asked Rabbi Yirmiya to Rabbi Zeira, Sheini lamu ba? Why would you go and bring now that second with the Zrikas Adam? 5 seconds ago, 10 seconds ago, you did the first Zrikas Adam. That was Machaper. Why do you bother bringing the second one? So if there was a time interval like we had before, 11 and 1 as an example, okay. But here we're talking about just seconds, 5 seconds, 10 seconds. And for the Gemara, even for those 5 or 10 seconds, that was Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira is responding, Ba'al Tuma She'ira Bein Zrika Shel Zeh Lo Zeh, just in case there was a, maybe there wasn't, but maybe there was. And so therefore, we have to follow the dictates of the Torah. The Torah requires us to bring 2 separate kabbanas, even though the likelihood that there was a tumah in those 5 seconds is remote. But nevertheless, that's the din. You got to go and bring it. So that was the discussion between Rabbi Yirmiya and Rabbi Zeira. So says the Gemara, skipping the parentheses. Ad kam leikumi boyle, ad kam loimi boyle. The whole shaila that Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira was ele esse de la acher shchita, that we have a commission of an essay. What is the essay? Because by Tumas Mikshish V'Kadoshev, Rashi said yesterday, it says in the Pasuk, V'shaluchu min ha-machne, kol tzeruah v'chol zav, v'choyel tomei l'nofesh. And that's why the Gemara refers to it as an essay, even though there happens to be a loises as well, but we're focusing on the essay. So, ad kali meboyele ela essay del achashchita. The whole question that was bothering Rabbi Yirmiya and that he posed to Rabbi Zeira was, oy, 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 why are we bothering doing that second carbon? We already had a kapara with the first carbon. So what's the purpose of the second carbon? We're talking about an essay, the l'achashchita that was brought, or that you want to bring after the first. Start again. You had both animals geshochten at the same time. You want to now do the second zrikas hadam. Says Rabbi Yirmiya, what's the purpose? Hasn't everybody gotten their kapara with the first zrikas hadam? So you see what's bothering Rabbi Yirmiya. He's bothered by a potential commission of the aveira of Tumas Mikshinoshav post the first shechita. Avol esed el achar afrasha v'kumi boyle. The shaila that we asked yesterday on Vov Amud Aleph, that didn't bother him. L'choyde, he didn't have to ask a question about this very narrow time period of the 5 seconds, 10 seconds between one Zrikas Adam and the other Zrikas Adam. He should go and simply say, since the hafrasha of these kabbanas took place on Erev Yontiv, to be brought on Yontiv, so guess what? Any Tumas Mikrish V'Kadoshev post the hafrasha should be problematic. If you hold that an Esed L'Achar hafrasha is not included, remember that was the Gemara Shaila Vav Amud Aleph, do you say that the korban oila that is brought by an individual, and now here, this korban tziba that's brought by the tziba, this so'er on Atzeres, if you're going to tell me that it's only mechaper on all of those essays, the koidim hafrasha, so then what's the purpose of bringing the second korban? Don't tell me about things that happened after the shechita, even things that happened after the hafrasha yesterday. Till today, during these 24 hours, also these karbanas are not going to help. Not the first and not the second. Because anything that happened post Hafrasha is gunish. The fact that this was not bothering Rabbi Yirmiya, Zeitzachos, that any commission of this Aveira of Tumas Ekshidoshev that took place on Erev Yontif, or even Yontif in the morning, prior to bringing the karbanas, that wasn't the problem. That he assumed that the sar would take care of. The only problem that he had was, will it take care of a tumas mikdash kadoshim after the first shechita? But after the afrasha, that wasn't an issue. So the chayra can be poshut with.
Comparing aseh shechata. Well, with the case of the bavanah was over for aseh. This is a sar lachatas. So. Are we saying that they're equal in this quality?
That's why we're bringing this raya. But the question that you're asking me, I'm sure you wanted to pose yesterday, because the Gemara read yesterday, 10 lines from the top, 12 lines at the top of the Amud to be poshed that child. Toshim Arab Shimon Oimer Kivse Atzeres Lamein Boyim Kivse Atzeres Shlom Ninu Elasir Atzeres Lamein Boyim Atu Shimon Arshav Said Nizrik Domish Orish and Sheni Lamakarev Atu Mishim Bein Zelazer Emiata etc. etc. Vahacha, you see the line that ends off of the gimel of the Bach. Vahacha the Esed Achrav Roshim become a chapra. You see that the Seirim which are brought on Atzeres on Yontiv, they're going to be mechaper on an essay that took place after the Hafrosha, because the Hafrosha, explains Rashi, of the Karbonis Tzibur were from Erev Yontif. We're only bringing them on Yontif. And I see from this that anything that happened post Erev Yontif until the bringing on Yontif, you had a kapara, become a chapra. So, gentlemen, you should have asked yesterday, how are we bringing a raya to the case of the essay and the oila from the case of the chatas? And therefore, whatever terence you would have given yesterday applies today. Tetzada shova shebehen, both on yesterday's shala legabe, where the oil is machaper on an essay post afrashim, as well as the raya yesterday and the raya today that we're trying to bring from Seiri Atzeres, are all to be mesakin and machaper on the assay of Tumas Mikdash Vekadoshev that says v'yishalchum en amachna. So whatever.
It's so complicated. You have to write an essay on it.
Absolutely. That's why you're here. And after the shiur is over, you'll please write a full essay. And when you're done...
Using AI.
Okay. And then don't forget also to include the Lav Hanitik Le'essay. That's going to be part of your essay. Okay. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, thank you for that very good point. But what we're seeing from this Gemara is that the Gemara is comparing not apples to oranges, but apples to apples. In both cases, we're talking about any violation of an assay post the Hafrosha. Yesterday's Shaila was, after the Hafrosha, there was a violation of the assay. Is that included, yes or not? From the Gemara's Shaila today, that Rabbi Yirmiya asks, it appears that that's a Dover Poshit, that an essay de l'achar Hafrosha is included. The only question is, what about an essay de l'achar Shchita? You shechted the carbon on Yom Tov morning. You're soon going to do this Rikas Adam of the second one. His shaila was, is there any need, any reason to bring the second one since you brought them both, you shechted them simultaneously? What's the purpose of the second Zrika? You already had the kapara for the Tumas Mikdash Kedoshev. So you see from Rabbi Yirmiyah shaila, he held that once a shechita and the Zrika have taken place, that's it. A new essay can no longer be included. So why am I bothering with a second one? That's why Reb Zeira had to say, well, there might be an essay bintayim the next 5 or 10 seconds. Reb Yirmiya could have figured that out on his own. But Reb Yirmiya apparently felt that after Shechita, it doesn't help anymore. So since his focus on is the essay l'acha Shechita, says Yimar, aval essay l'acha frasha leikam eboyele. He didn't even talk about that. That's a dover posha to him that an essay l'achar afrosha would work. The only problem that he had was this essay l'achar shchita. So l'chayra can be poshut the shayla that essay l'achar afrosha is included. Essay l'achar shchita, that already would be the shayla of Rabbi Yirmiya that Reb Zeira was trying to be poshut. Everything more, no, you have no right. It could be that Rabbi Yirmiya was really asking both shaylas. The shayla of esed l'achar shchit l'achar hafrosha, and just in case imtim tzoloimar that there's no problem with the esed l'achar hafrosha, that would be included. I have a new shayla. What about esed l'achar shchita? On that, Reb Zeira was poishit. Yes, it is mechaper even on the esed l'achar shchita, or maybe he's saying no, it doesn't have the benefit of the first carbon, but it'll have a benefit of the second carbon. So therefore, even though it's l'achar shechita, okay, it won't help for carbon number one. It'll have a tikkun through a kapara through carbon number two. Remember that both kabanas were geshachten at the same time. It's only the zrika, which was post zrika rishon, then you had the zrika sheni. Where then Reb Zeira said, oh, so they're in between the two zrikas, which is post both shchitois, I can still go and have a tikkun for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshev. Ah, so if we're going to hold like Reb Zeira, we were both for and for yesterday Shaila, as well as Rabbi Yirmiyah Shaila, that not only is it mechaper for old Tumas v'Kedoshav that happened yesterday or this morning, it helps post Hafrasha, but says Reb Zeira, it's even going to help post Shechita pre Zerika. So now you would think, okay, so Baruch Hashem, we've been poshed our Shaila. If anybody stops you in the street and asks you, can you have a kapora post Hafrasha? We have a psak from Reb Zeira, not only post Hafrasha, but even post Zerika Sarishain, post Shechita of both of them, you can have a kapora. However, says Rashi, I'm not sure that we paskin like Reb Zeira. If you look at the Rashi, Dilma im Tim Tzoloi Mekamar, which is just passed way half down the Amud, you go to the last two lines of Rashi, says Rashi, the Dimalai Kaimalan Kareb Zeira, maybe we do not follow Reb Zeira, Flip Shita Bayan, and therefore Aishaila remains, and Iboya Deloi Ifshita. We're going to have to wait, Rabbi Isai, for Eliyahu HaNavi, who hopefully is still going to come today, because tomorrow it's unlikely that he's going to come, because Ein Ben David Bo, Loi Be Arve Shabusas, Loi Be Arve Yom Taipim. Yes, Robert, you have a question.
How come this double Asherim is only in Aseret in Nacht during Pesach and Sukkot? For the same reason we could apply, how come he didn't ask this Shaila?
That's a very, very good question. The reason why Rabbi Shalom gave a second Soir on Aseret and not on the other Yom Tovim, because this second Soir is not part of a set like twins, two Seirim. This Soir is brought for the Shtei Halechem. The Shtei Lechem is only brought once a year on Atzeres. And these are kabbonis to kind of be mechazik it, and to, they are a part and parcel of the Shtei Lechem service, so to speak. But what, ultimately, what purpose does it serve? So Agamar says, Tumas Mikrish Kedoshav. So I have now two. I have my regular musaf.
Because of the Lechem.
Because of the Shtei Lechem. Exactly right. Zokti Moravaita, Itman. Now we're starting from where we should have started today. And so Rabbi said it took us 27 minutes to get to just go and review yesterday's Gemara. So let's see what we can do for today. Itmar, Toidish Yishoch. Okay, thank you, that's very kind. Itmar, Toidish Yishoch to L'Shem Toidas Chavere. Person Shechted a Toida for Toidas Chavere. Now on the surface, I know you're thinking to yourselves, oh, this must be some sort of Shinui Balim. What means Shinui Balim? That Reuven was supposed to bring a Toida, Shimon was supposed to bring a Toida, and now the Koyin in the Beis Hamikdash, or the Shochet, goofed, and as they were shechting the carbon Toida, he had in mind, not for Reuven, he had in mind for Shimon. However, Rabbi Say, as you recall, if the whole Shinoi was just from a Shechita, as opposed to for the Kapara, then that Shinoi Balim is gunished. You remember we learned back on Daf Dalet, the Rashi brought that there's a major difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Balim. Shini Kodesh, when you're bringing, for instance, an Oila or a Shlomim, and you have in mind, instead of an Oila, you bring a Shlomim, or instead of a Shlomim, the Kohen has a mind for an Oila, that's called a Shini Kodesh. What's the din, says our Mishnah, since we're not talking about a Chatas or a Pesach, and not an Osham, then it's a kosher carbon, elishle ol lebal nivshem choyga. Okay, that's the gabi shini koydish. What about shini balim? If the koyin shechted carbon, he said, I have in mind for Reuven, when really this carbon was Shimon's, we said previously that nothing happened. That is not even considered to be a shini balim. The reason why it's not a shini balim is because we learned from the pasuk v'nir tzoloi lechaper olav loy. The loy al chaveri. When do you have the ritzui of a carbon? When do you have the kapara? At the time of the zrika, not at the time of the shechita. So remember, we had back on Daf Dalet, Mora and Rashi said that when do you have a problem of shini balim? Either that at the time of the zrika, the kohen says, "I'm being zoyrik this blood for the carbon of Reuven instead of Shimon, or Shimon instead of Reuven," or by the other three. When the Shoichin is shechting, he says, I have in mind this Shechita should be for an ultimate Zerikas Hadam on behalf of Reuven or Shimon. And B'shas the Kabbalah Saddam, the Koyin says, I'm doing this Kabbalah Saddam, Al Menas Lizroik, on behalf of Reuven instead of Shimon. And the same thing, Hoylach Saddam. So this is not the case of the Gemara. Our case of the Gemara is not talking about that he had in mind Bishas the Shechita from Reuven for Shimon. If that was the whole Kavana, I'm shechting now this Toida for Reuven instead of Shimon, that would be nothing, meaningless. Nothing happened, it would be a kosher karka. If on the other hand, if Bishas, he was doing the Shechita, he says, I'm doing the Shechita of the Toida on behalf of Al-Manas, that I'm going to eventually, or someone eventually is going to do a Zrika Saddam, and that Zrika Saddam will be for Shimon instead of for Uvein, that definitely would be a psul of Shinui Balam. It would be a kosher korban, elishli olu labalam shem chayvim. Here we're talking about a third situation which we've never come across. What we're going to talk about is somewhat of a hybrid that is involving a lashon of Shinui Balam, but the shaila of the Gemara is really whether this is a Shinui Kodesh or not. How do you have such a hybrid? You have two people, Reuven and Shimon. Each one is bringing a korban toida. As the shoich is shechting the korban toida, Reuven's korban toida, he says, I want this korban toida to have the status and the kedusha of Shimon's korban toida. Not that I want that Shimon should have a kapora with this, because that's getting into Shinui Balam. But rather, he says, I am calling this toida of Reuven, I'm going to call it now Toidas Shimon. The question is, by doing that, have you really made any meaningful Shinui? And the Shinui here would not be a Shinui Balam, it would be a Shinui Kodesh. Similar to, says Rashi, what happens if Reuven had to go and bring two chatois, one chatos chalev and one chatos dam, and the koyin messed up and bishas the shechita or one of the other avoidois, he said, I'm having it in mind for dam instead of for chalev. And of course Shelley will tell us that that was a very dumb thing to do, but that's what he had in mind, dam instead of chalev. So we're going to see Mitchum in the Gemara shortly, that that's going to go and pass the korban, especially since you're talking about a korban chatas. Here we're not talking about a chatas, here we're talking about a korban toida. So he's not going from chelev to dam, but he's going from toidas Reuven to toidas Shimon, that he's saying, I want this korban should have the kedusha and the status of a korban of Shimon, toidas Shimon. The question is, has he ruined anything by saying that? So we have a machloikis now in the Gemara between Rabba and Rav Chizda. Rabba Amar Ksheira, Rav Chizda Amar Psula. Rabba Amar Ksheira, Toida L'Shem Toida, Nishchita. Bottom line is, you went from one Toida to another Toida, so it's a kosher carbon. It's like Ol Lebalim Shem Choyva, because you made a Shinui Koidish. And even here, by a Toida and a Toida, you can have differences. Just like by a Chatas, we went from Chelev to Dam, or Dam to Chelev. Here, when you bring a korban toida, you bring it for those four arba'a tzrichin lehoidois, which is the hoidu that we Nusach Sfard say every Erev Shabbos at the beginning of Mincha. Who are the four? We know that Yoytze Beis Yisurim, or someone that was Oyle Menayam, or someone that was a choyle, someone that went through the midbar and he came back. Nowadays, you would say on all of these, a birchas agoymel. But years ago, you brought for that a korban toida. And that's to go and thank a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what happens if the person had to bring, for instance, two toidas? One, says Rashi, because it was oylem min hayam. And number two, nabach, he was yoytzi mi beis o asurim. So he designated two separate kabanas, and the koyin messed up, and he had in mind for one toida for the other toida. What would be the din? It would certainly be kosher. After all, we're not talking about a chatzis. And only question is, you'd have to bring a second carbon. But it's a kosher carbon. But Rav Chizda Amar Psula, no, it's possible. Why? L'shem shlomim didei nishchata be'ina. What does that mean? Here we're not really talking about a shlomim, we're really talking about a toida. So the Gemara uses the term shlomim a little bit loosely, because we know that a toida is part of a shlomim. So Rav Chizda says that it's as if you took a korban toida and you had in mind for a shlamim, which is also possible. When we say possible, doesn't mean it's totally possible, because it's not a chatos, it's not an osham, which is a machloikis, it's not a korban pesach. But Rashi says psula li olu lebalim lishem choiva, because of that shinui kodesh. So what do you mean? It's like lishem shlam didei nishcha tabeinen. So Omer Rabba mino aminala. So we'll see now both the makoiris of Rabba and Rav Chisda. Rabba says mino aminala. How do I know that it's kosher? Tisanya uvesar zevach toidish lamav biyoyim hakrivoy ezivcha yeyochel umimachras biyoyim hasheni olzi yach. So what do I learn from this pasuk? Abachon am mishim reblazer. We had this gemara already a couple of days ago. Since the pasuk refers to this toida as toidas shlomov, we take the two terms together with a smichus, the toida of a shlomim. If the person who's shechting the toida in the Beis Hamikdash, he shechs a toida l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. Even though he erred, he made a mistake, he should have said toida l'shem toida. If he said toida l'shem shlomim, it's kosher. Shlomim shenitzchus l'shem toida. However, if it was a korban shlomim and the person had in mind l'shem toida, then it's possible. Umar hefresh bein zeh lezeh. What difference does it make? Very simple. Toida kriya shlomim. That's why it says in the pasuk toidas shlomov. Toida is a form of shlomim. Yes, toida has special halachas. You have to bring the 40 lachme toida. It also only nechal liyoyim v'loy l'layla, and not shnei yomim. All of that is true. But nevertheless, the Torah calls it toida shlomav, so therefore, b'diyevet, if you shecht it l'shem shlomim, kushim. Then shlom kriya toida, if you bring a shlom, you cannot go and say this shlom is a toida. That's not true. Every toida you can go and say it's a shlomim or a form of shlom. But you can't say a shlom is a form of toida. So therefore, shlom shem toida is psula. Zokti Gemara, let me now be medayik, says the Gemara. That's only when it's a toida l'shem shlomim is possible. A toida l'shem toida is ksheira. When you have one toida for another toida, like we said before, one toida was because he was ola min hayam, the other toida he was yoitzim beis yisurim, mash it's kosher, it's okay, it's even ola balim shem choiva. What's the reason why? Because we only said a shlom l'shem toida is possible. However, a toida l'shem toida is eitzachos is kosher, is a raya to Rabba. Now Rabbi continues on one further step. My love de chavre, aren't we talking about the very case that we're speaking about in the Gemara? Toida shishacht l'shem toidas chaveroi. That's how you have the two toidas. Reuven's toida for Shimon's toida. It's only if you have in mind a toida for a shlamim. Oy, this is tus toidish. However, if you had in mind a toida shem toida, that means Reuven for Shimon, zeitzachos is kosher. My love de chavre. And so therefore, that's why Raya says, Rabba. Says Rav Chisda, no, it's not such a stark Raya, because maybe you were talking about Didei. It was his own carbon toides. Like we said before, two toides, one for Yoitzim and Ayam, one for Yoitzim Beis Yisurim. And therefore, that's what we're saying, that toida, l'shem the other toida, it's kosher. Av the Chavrei Mai. However, if in fact, Toidus Reuven for Toidus Shimon, we would say it's possible. If that's the case for a Gemara, Adatoni Shlom L'Shem Toida Psula. Why does it say that if you shtechted a Shlom for a Karm Toida, in other words, he had in mind a Karm Toida, it's possible. Listen, Toida L'Shem Toida V'Koshkin Shlom L'Shem Toida. Let the Braisa go and say Toida L'Shem Toida, which is possible. And that's a tremendous chiddush, because after all, they're the same carbon. The Koshkin Shlom L'Shem Toida. Avad, because that's a different carbon. Again, when we say possible of him, we don't mean totally possible. We just mean shloi ol lebalim shem choiva, because we're not talking about a chatas, a pesach, or an osham. Everything about it, no. The reason why we wanted to focus on shlomim and toida as opposed to toida and toida, because we really wanted to go and focus bottom line that shlomim l'shem toida didei itzrichle is trying to tell you. Didei, meaning for the same individual that he brought a karm shlomim and the shoichet messed up and he had a mind l'shem toida, what did we say? That is no good, it's possible. Because aren't we just talking verbiage, just words, Rabbi say. Come on, give me a break. If a Torah is called Ishlam and then Ishlam is a Torah, it's kemat the same thing. So I would have thought. That's why the Brice has to be very emphatic and say, Rabbi Sai, I'm telling you now, listen very carefully. If it's a Torah l'shem shlamim, it's going to be kosher. Why? Because if he's bringing a carbon Torah and the Shoichet says shlamim, 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 that's fine. Because a Torah is a form of shlamim. But if he's bringing a carbon shlamim and the Shoichet says Torah, 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 we'll say, Rabid, you messed up because not every shlamim is a Torah. And therefore, if you say you call a shlamim a Torah, it's a parcel of carbon. But Einachanami, the same thing would be a toida lishim toida, says Reb Chizda, is also possible. So we have Machloikis, Rabba, and Reb Chizda on the halach. And now we start a new shtikl, Rabbi Yisai, Omer Rabba. And from here, until halfway down the Omid Beis, we're going to have, in rapid fire succession, seven separate halachas of Rabba. Interestingly, this Gemara is unique in that typically prior to a series of members of the same Amoira, we usually have a simon to remember it, and we have that simon here too, but instead of having the simon b'tchilosoi, we have the simon b'soifoi. If you look at Zion Amud Beis, almost halfway down, you see the parentheses, chatos al mi mechaper oil li'acher doirain simon. That's a simon for all of these seven separate halachas of Rav. Some of these halachas we've already had before. Some of them are brand new. Omer Rava, chatos ishchata l'shem chatos. If a person had to go and bring two chatos, one for dam and one for chedef, and even though the intention of this particular chatos was for chedef, the shoychet had in mind for dam kusha, because ultimately they're both karbonos chatos, and it's a kosher chatos. And Rashi says, Kshera v'oltzalai. He doesn't have to bring a third carbon chatos, even though they messed up from chatos chelev to chatos dam, but since they're both chatos, kush. L'shem oila, however, if he shechted a carbon chatos, and Shoichet says, l'shem oila, then it's possible. Which, of course, is the first halach in our Mishnah and Dav Beis, that kol l'zvach of shilu l'shem kshayim ksheirim, where it's possible. Ah, Frank Timur, Taka, why? Manishtana, Chatas v'shem Chatas, and Chatas v'shem Oila. My timer. This pasuk we already had back on Friday, as you recall. It says, the pasuk v'shochad oisah l'chatas. Make sure that this carbon you shecht for a carbon chatas, Omer Rachmana. And guess what? He did shecht it for a carbon chatas. The Gemara learns, b'shochad oiso l'chatas, make sure it's l'chatas and not for anything else. Meaning, and not for an oil, and not for a shlamim, etc. But here was chatas shem chatas. He did a shochad oiso l'chatas, nishchata. That's why it's kosher. However, the shem oil is psula because he didn't shecht in l'chatas. It was a chatas, and he shechted for something else. Oiso v'loi al chaverta. It's got to be for a chatas. It was for an oil. Possible. So that's halacha number one. The Amarava. Another halacha, chatas shishochta al mi shemechuyav chatas. Oh, not a chatas that he erred by switching it for a chatas for an oila, or a chatas for a chatas, but rather from Reuven to Shimon, that Reuven was mechuyav to bring a korban chatas, and Shimon was mechuyav to bring a korban chatas. And the shoichet is now shechting this chatas al mi shemechuyav chatas, on behalf of Shimon. And based on what we said before, it's not that he says, I'm shechting this chatos instead of for Reuven, I'm shechting it for Shimon, but I'm shechting it so that the zrikas hadam will be on behalf of Shimon. That is fatal. Because the nirtza loy lechaper olav loy ve'al chaveroi, which is where we learn the mokar fehilchois shinoi bala. Okay, so he shechted on mish mechuyev chatos, zot rova, it's possible shinoi bala. On the other hand, if he shechted al misha mechuyev oila, so the shoichet is making two mistakes, if you will. Number one, He's doing it instead of Reuven, he's doing it for Shimon. And number two, Shimon doesn't even need a Karban Chatzis. He only needs a Karban Oiler. Then it's kosher. And of course, you say to yourself, that sounds strange. It should be a Kal V'Chomer. Madach Chatzis Shem Chatzis is possible. So the Mechuyev Oiler should be kosher. So my time, says Yemora, it says in the Pasuk V'Chiper, Olav, Olav Eloi Al Chaveroi. Says in the Pasuk V'Chiper, Olav. That's by the Karban Chatzis. So you mechaper on him, only on him, not on Chaveira, not on anybody else. Okay, so what's the raya from that? Says the Gemara, when does it possible al Chaveiroi? Chaveiroi dumya didei b'machuyiv kapora kemoisai. If they are both on the same level, they are at the same stage in their lives, that both of them have to bring a karman chatos, then we're saying, make sure to do it all of v'le al Chaveiroi. But it's got to be Chaveiroi dumya didei, that they're both on the same playing field, their same requirement to bring a Karban Chatzis. You brought a Chatzis for Shimon instead of for Reuven, no good. However, if Shimon was not mechuyev to bring a Karban Oila, then you don't have this Chaveiroi dumya didei, and in such a case, it would be a kosher Karban, but you'd have to go and bring a new Karban, because it was le'ol le'bal Hashem
chayim. Why don't we bring the whole shop to the car? We have
if you want, we can go back to that earlier Gemara, and then we'll add another half an hour to the length of the shiur.
I understand, but why don't we could have skipped all that? We have to spend a day on that. I'm also so puzzled because the chatas is accepted or not. The chatas is a tikeva and the ola is always a zachar. I still have that question. We still have. I don't see any comment on that.
I don't understand exactly what your question is. The point that...
Chatas is Hashem Ola. Chatas is an Akiva. Ola is a Zachar.
For sure.
So the Shachet is... What's he doing? He's shachting an Akiva for an Ola?
The Shachet is reviewing the Gemara that you all would like to go and review once again, where the Gemara says, Mina Machriv et Kemachta Chorben. The Shachet made a Chorben. Not only did he have in mind the wrong person, he had in mind the wrong Chorben. If he had any seichel, or if he was focusing on what he was doing, he'd realize, oh, if this is a zachar, it's an oiler. If it's an akeva, it's a chatas. Of course, we already spoke about, you could be talking about the par kaina mashiach, or you could be talking about a soyer. For that matter, every single chatas that was brought, every single yontiv was always a zachar, was a soyer. So you can have that same bubu that he was shechting the soyer lechatas, and he was having in mind and oil, which by the way is not so far-fetched, because every time that you brought a carbon musaf, every single yantiv, one component of it was the oilois. Typically, you had one par, two elim, and seven kibosim, li oila. You had sir echad lechatas. So, since all of those oilis were all zacharim, the soil was also that chatas was a zachar. So you could have that confusion between one and the other. Sheikhet has now shechted so many, or there were multiple shechtim all shechting at the same time to hurry things up, and one of them was shechting a soyer, and he thought it was for an oil and not for a chatz.
No, Ritzkiber, right. There's no
shini bala, but there is shini koinish for carbon tzibur. Okay, so he messed up. When you're shechting this soyer, he says, Letzibur, Letzibur, Letzibur. I'm not making any problem with Shini Bala, but I am making a problem with having in mind Oila, 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 when he should have had in mind Chatzis, Chatzis, Chatzis. Anyway, just getting back now to our Gemara. So we finished that shtickle and we go on to the Amar Rava. Yet another member of Rava. Chatzis Sheshachta Al Nisha Eina Mechuyiv Klum. He's bringing the Chatzis, which is being brought by Reuven. Reuven brought the carbon, and Shimon is nowhere to be found. Shimon is still reviewing yesterday's daf in Bismedish, and therefore he is not in the Bismedish. And the Shoichet says, I have in mind for Shimon. Now he doesn't say directly Shechita for Shimon, because that we already said a few times, that's worthless, that's meaningless. I'm shechting now Almanaz Lizrei the dam on behalf of Shimon. But Shimon is not Mechuyev anything. Nishka Karban Chatzis, Nishka Karban Oilin, Nishka Karban Shlamim, zero. What happened? It's possible. Why is it possible? So the Gemara is going to say something that's going to startle all of you. She'ein lecha odem bi Yisrael, she'ein mechuyev asei. Everybody was over an assay sometime or other without realizing it, and therefore every person in Klal Yisrael is mechuyev something after all. Now, what would he be mechuyev if he realized that he'd been over an assay? He wouldn't be mechuyev anything, but he would typically bring a carbon oila to be mechaper. So therefore, this chatas, when the shoychet has in mind on behalf of Shimon, who allegedly is not mechuyev anything, the truth be told that he is mechuyev something, because in l'chadam Yisrael, everybody has violated here, there, at some time during their lifetime, epis and aseh, so he is mechuyev an oila after all. But Rabbi said, what does it have to do? He's bringing a chatas. What does a chatas have to do that person mechuyev aseh? The Omer Rava, chatas mechaperes al chayove aseh. Wow! I always thought that a chatas is mechaper on someone who did an aveira that the mezid would be chayev kores. I thought chayove aseh have the benefit of a carbon oila, says Rava, dvar chidush ma'oit. Chatas mechaper even in the chayove aseh. Why? Where did you take that from? Kal v'choymer. Al chayove krisis mechaperes. If you're talking about someone that was over a terrible, terrible iser of chayavi krisus, chas v'sholem, the person went and did avoid a zara b'shoygeg. Person chas v'sholem lived with an erva. All of those terrible things that if you did it b'meiz, you'd be chayiv kares. Big time aveiros. If you did it b'shoygeg, the chat is a mechaper. So matach chatas can be mechaper on big aveiros. Avadi can be mechaper on quote-unquote small aveiros. Small only in the sense that the Torah did not dictate kores or misa or even lashes, even malchus, to someone that was over an asay. So therefore, the chatas is mechaper on that after all. So vos is, going back to the previous Rava, going back 5 or 6 lines, the Amar Rava Chatas Shechta Al Misha Mechuyev Chatas Psula. Since that other person would have, could have, should have brought a carbon chatas to go min mechaper on those assays, since Reuven is bringing carbon chatas, and the Shoicher is saying, I have in mind on behalf of someone that has no chiyev whatsoever. Guess what? Had that other person brought a carbon chatas, that would be mechaper on assays. Everybody in Klal Yisrael has been over an assay, so therefore it's a chatas, al misha mechuyev chatas, and then it's posel. So tomorrow the memra, the basminahi, what you're telling me is, the reason why it's posel, because now we have a kiyum of the posik, the chiper olav leyal chaveiroi, chaveiroi domi didei, the mechuyev kapara kemoisai. Ah, so Reuven is mechuyev a chatas, Shimon is quote-unquote mechuyev a chatas, because Rava just said that a chat is mechaper al chayovi asay. So when the Shoichet had in mind for Shimon, thinking that Shimon has no problems, no obligations, ain't a mechuyev klum, he made a mistake. Shimon is mechuyev. What is he mechuyev? He's called mechuyev akar mechatas, because a chatas is paters for the chayovi asay. Freiti Mark, is that the pshat? That lechayev doesn't make sense. But I'm a Rava, and now we're quoting again that same Rava from a few lines ago. Chatas shechta misha mechuyev chatas psula, al misha mechuyev oila is ksheira. Rabbeisai, the person who's bringing a korban, if he wants to go and be mechaper on an assay, what would you normally say you would bring to mechaper an assay? You would say bring a korban oila. What Rav is being mechadish is, if you're bringing a korban chatas, it's all to mechaper al chayavi aseh. But certainly Rav is not saying, lechatchila, bring a korban chatas for an aseh. If you'd be bringing a korban like that, lechoyre, it should be chulin ba'azara. It's just like we had by the Yoledes, that she has to bring a korban oila. Since you bring a korban oila anyway, it's going to be mechaper on any essays that this Yoledes may have had at the time, or any lava nitiklase. But we wouldn't tell a person that you have to bring an oil, and certainly not a chatos, to be mechaper. You're bringing it anyway, sure, it'll be mechaper. So if you're telling me that the reason Rava said is possible. Why? Because every person has Isurei Aseh, for which he wants a kapara. And so therefore, it's like a chatos for a chatos. Chatos is possible. Guess what? Then certainly, if a person is bringing a chatos, and the shoychet says, I have in mind for an oila for Shimon, for somebody else, then it should certainly be possible. Because if basmina, if the fact that the second potential chatos could be mechaper for aseis, that makes it a competitor chatos. Like the Gemara used the term, that it's going to be chaveri dumya didei ma'mechuyiv kapara kemoisai, then if anything, the oile is more of mechuyiv kapara kemoisai, because that's the one where you would normally bring an oile to take care of the aseis. Yet this Rava says, punfaket, the chatos, shem chatos, is possible, because basminahi. Guess what? The chatos of the shem oile should also be basminahi, because both of them are mechaper on aseis, based on what Rava just said. And for the Gemara, mekiva loy mechapra, mikufya mechapra. We used this expression already yesterday in the Gemara. It was a difficult concept yesterday, and it continues to be a difficult concept today. The word mekiva, said Rashi, means bikvius. Bikvius means that it should really, really be mechapra. It's not. It's only mikufya. Kufya means, Rashi said, floating on top. Tzaf al gabi moyim is a lotion of kufya. Meaning that if you bring a korban chatas, even though we just said according to Rava, it's mechaper on the aseis, it doesn't do it with any real depth. It only does it on the surface, superficially. Mekufya mechapra. So that being the case, is the Gemara, that's why I don't consider it to be like the oila on the Amid Aleph that we said that is mechaper on the aseis. This is more like a bidyevet b'shas hadchak type of kapara on the aseis. It's not mekiva from the depth of the normal kapara that we're talking about, but it's mekufya, it's only floating superficially on the top. Rashi says further that if it's talking about lemashal, that the other individual was already mafresh, or at least according to the Shita, there's another girsa, kibin shenodar oila, then shaychi kulu esei shebiyode a oila. I'm looking at the second and third line of the top Rashi. Let's start from the beginning of the Rashi. Mekufya mechapra, top right, top line. Hilkach al nisha mechuyev oila ksheira. The reason why, when we have in mind that this chatas on Reuven's behalf, brought by Reuven, the shoychet had in mind for an oila for Shimon, we said it's kosher. You know why it's kosher? Kivin de hifrish, or the Shita says kivin de noder oila, shaychi kulu asei shebiyode a oila. Any essay that person committed, at least pre hafrosha of the oila, post hafrosha was still up in the air, we still don't know, right? Rashi said that's the boy de la ifshita. But any type of aveira that he may have done, an asay, or a lava nitikla asay, prior to his being mafresh that oila, the sulo shech chatas gabei. So he's no longer a chatas guy, because his oila is going to go and take care of all the asays that he may have out there. Av mishlo hifrish klum, vaveris esabiyada, then shay chatas gabei. Til ham mischaiv chatas, mechaper esay mikufya. It does give a form of at least superficial kapara for that asay. Hilka chayil shmei achatos veshenishchet ulishmai lepoisla. So therefore, bottom line is, what's the Gemara answering? We're talking about a situation where that other person has already been mafresh, or at least been noider to bring a carbon oil. He no longer needs anybody else's carbon, or for that matter, he doesn't need his own additional karbanis to take care of the aseh. He has already set aside that oila. And therefore, he's basically not mechuyev klum, because his oila is going to take care of it. When is our Gemara saying that chata sheshachta misha ena mechuyev klum is psula, that he doesn't have an oila lined up? And therefore, presumably, at some time in the future, when he brings the karma chatas, it would be mechaper at least mekufya for these aseis. And so therefore, when the Shoichet says, I have in mind this Korban Chatzos on Shimon, who is not mechuyev anything at this time. Why is he not mechuyev anything at this time? Because he has his oila lined up for him, and therefore it's going to take care of all those assays. Them sula. So if he has the oila lined up, then it would be kosher, because he doesn't need his carpet. So we haven't made any shinui balim of the type that it says in the pasuk. However, if he has not set aside a carbon oiler, and so therefore he is potentially mechuyev on all of these assays, just like the first person. So now, when I'm bringing the chatas and the shoicher has in mind for someone else, she'ena mechuyev klum, guess what? That person is mechuyev a chatas me kufya, at least on the floating extent that it gives a kufya dikka kapara, is the chvaiter olav v'loy al chaveiroi, chaveiroi dumya didei. Yes, the chaver is just like him, that he's mechuyev on all of his assays. What would he be mechuyev? Not that he's mechuyev mamish, but it's enough to be called a bar mina or bas minahi, and that's why Rava said that you're oiver on olav v'loy al chaveiroi, and the carbon is possible. The Yomer Rava, and then we have yet another memra of Rava. If you look down at the mnemonic down below at that simon, we've already gone through chatas on chatas. If he made a chatas on someone else, on an oila, or the mimachaper, in this case, someone that didn't, thought he doesn't need a kapara, and now we go on to oila. So let's look to the Yomer Rava. Oila shishachta shaloi lishma. We had this Gemara already, Rabbi Say on Daf Beis Amud Aleph, first Amud of our Masechta. If a person shechted an oila shaloi lishma, what's the din of that carbon? It's a kosher carbon, because we're talking about an oila, not a karm chatas. What's the din? Also, lizrik domer shaloi lishma. You can have a koyin that says to himself, a koyin who's a little bit of a chochem. The chucham from the Manishtana, as people use the expression, that he says to himself, I heard this shoichet shech, this carbon oila, for ishlamim, is the chmameila, the carbon already has a defect in it. It's a kosher carbon. See, you know what? I'm going to have in mind by this rika also, shaloi lishma, I'm going to have in mind for ishlamim, or a toid, or an asha, for something else. Why does he do that? Nothing gained, nothing lost. The carbon is kosher anyway. It's not oilish and balim anyway. So, nothing, it doesn't harm if I have a further machshava lizraik shloilishma. Says Rava, no, asor. Why? Iba yisei mikra, iba yisei misvar. Iba yisei mikra, it says in the pasuk, moitzu secha tishma v'yasisa, kashena darta. You gotta keep this carbon as kosher as possible. What happens if there was already a shloilishma? The pasuk ends off, nidava. And as we remember, the Gemara said in Daf Beis, so even though it's a nedava, are you allowed to take a nedava and start doing things shaloi lishma? Avad anisht. Remember, Beis Amud Beis, the second line from the top of the Amud. Unedava mishari lishnuyimba. Even though somebody was already mishana, and that's why this carbon is no longer a neder, now it's a nedava. Are you allowed to make shinuyim? Of course not. You have to bring it lishem carbon. That was based on the pasuk. What was this for? Mishum Dishaniba. Just because you've already made one shinoi back on Beis Amud Aleph, Kolhani Lishni Ba V'Lezel, does that permit you to make other shinoyim? In other words, you already Mechal Shabbos once, so you heard that you're Mechal Shabbos. No, if I was Mechal Shabbos anyway, let's go and do a second Mechal Shabbos. Chas V'Shabbos. Even though you messed up once, it doesn't give you a heter to mess up a second time. So therefore, and the Gemara does us a favor, Kereish Pirka, like we. For the Khan? Okay. Kereish Pirka, like we have at the beginning of the Perek, meaning that the Gemara already expressed itself both on the Svara end and on the Kra end. The Yomer Rava.
If it's an Ola, if it's an Ola, it's exactly the same Shlomim, and now you need a Zriko Shem Shlomim, would it change into a Shlomim and you could eat the meat?
No. It stays as an Ola, and it's now an Oilas Nedov instead of an Oilas Neder. And the person has to bring a new oila because it's le'ola bam shum choyva, but it doesn't change the character of the carbon. V'yomer Rava, oila habo li'achar misa Shochta b'shini kodesh psula b'shini baalim ksheira. Dein baalim liachamisa. Okay. He had an oila bo liachamisa. In other words, a person passed away. The case that we had earlier was a yoledes. But this could be anybody that was mechuyif to bring carbon oila. And he or she set aside a carbon oila. And unfortunately, that person passed away. And now the yorshim are bringing the carbon on his or on her behalf. What happens now? Shochta b'shini kodesh. Once again, if Bishas Masa, the Shoichid, or the Mekabel Dam, etc., they had a Machshav of Shini Kodesh instead of an Oila, they had in mind the Moshe for Shlomim. It's Psul. It doesn't mean it's totally possible. It means Shloi Olu Labalim Nishim Choyva, and therefore the Yoyrish is going to have to bring another carbon. On the other hand, if it was Bishini Baalim, the person that passed away was Yankel Smith, and now the person who's bringing the carbon in the Beis Hamikdash, the Shoichid, says, I'm having in mind for Beryl Jones instead of Yanko Smith. Both of them, of course, Yidden. What's the din now? If he had in mind Bishini Baalim, it's kosher. Why is it kosher? In Baal Nachamis, because there's no one that owns this carbon after the Patira of the father. What about the Yorshim? This Gemara holds that the Yorshim are not Koine. They only are like executors of an estate. Person is appointed as an executor under the will, or by the government. He doesn't become the owner of the estate. Some executors think that they're the owners of the estate, and they pocket half of the stuff, and they take for expenses and overhead and all that stuff. But the mice, it doesn't belong to him. It belonged to the person that was nifter. And therefore, says the Gemara, now that person that's nifter is no longer here, this basically, this carbon is ownerless. And therefore, if it's ownerless, if I now change it and say, not for Yanko Smith, but for Beryl Jones, there's no longer Yankel Smith in this world. So I'm not being Mishana Baalim. Ain't Baalim Liachamis. However, for a Pinchas Bereder of Ami Omar, you remember the Gemara quoted him earlier on, 3 days ago back on Daf Dalid, and Rashi said, we're going to have it Lekamon Bishmaitin. Baruch Hashem, we were Mekayim Rashi's Nevuah, or what Rashi told us. It was Nevuah, Rashi knew. Anyway, a Pinchas Bereder of Ami Omar, Yesh Baalim Liachamis. No, no, you're wrong. There is a concept of Baalim Nachamis, even though the person passed away, it's still his. Now the question of the Gemara is, what is Rav Pinchas, what does he mean by saying Yesh Baalim Nachamis? Is he arguing with Rava, and he's saying that if the Shoichin and the Beis Hamikdash had in mind for Beryl Jones instead of Yankel Smith, then what's the din? That the carbon is possible? Not like Rava said, B'shini Baalim's Ksheira, it's possible. Or maybe he meant something else. What other thing could he have meant? Is Omelie Rav Asher and Rav Pinchas Berei Rav Ami. Davka Komamar, did you really intend to say that you're arguing with Rava and you're saying Yesh Baalim Achamisa Uboi Lisuye Oila Achriti? As a result of this, this carbon, although it's kosher, it's like Oila Baalim Shem Choyva, and you have to bring yet another Oila. Is that what you meant? Which is L'choy the Poshe Pshat in the Gemara. Oy Dilma, maybe you meant to say the following. The Ika Kam Ase Gabe Mechapra. Ah, that's what it's talking about. That Yoledes, for instance, that we spoke about before. She had to go and bring her carbon oila. Unfortunately, she passed away. Now, when the Yorshim bring that carbon oila on her behalf, maybe when you say Yeshbaum Leachemisa, that up in Shemayim, this Yoledes is getting the benefit of a kapara on all of her essays that she may have messed up. And of course, we've said in the past that ain kapara lemesim, but it could be that Pinchas Bereb Ami disagrees, and he holds that the yesh kapara lemesim. So therefore, Frey Tigmara, what was the kavana of Rav Pinchas Bereb Ami when he says yesh baal achem misa? Does that mean that, oh, means that the korban became possible, not mamish, totally possible, it's kosher, because just like this Shini Kodesh, there's also Shini Baalim. No, there's no such thing as Shini Baalim. What I meant, Yesh Baalim Liachar Misa, was that whoever was Nifter and left over this Kapara, this carbon, will still get a Kapara from this world for the other world. Is that your Kavana? Amalei says, Rapinches, Davka come in. I meant like the first Tzad. I disagree with Rava. Just like this Shini Kodesh Le'achar Misa, there's also Shini Baalim Le'achar Misa, and therefore you're going to have to bring a brand new carbon.
Who brings the korban? The person is Nifter. Who brings the korban?
Who brought the first carbon now? Yes, in the Yorkshire, you're going to have to bring a new carbon.
It was left over. It was designated already. The person is not alive now to designate a new Ola instead. And who has the certificate? The Yorish? I mean, who is it? The Yorish? It's not the Yorish necessarily. The Corbin already was designated as an Ola. It's being brought because it has a tag around its neck. Please bring me for an Ola to shame this Isha.
Barry, I love your question. But please take a look at the Rashi, 10 lines from the top, where you have Yesh Balam. This is Yesh Balam Liachemisa. Ayoyrishu Balea, the new crowned owner, just like all of the other Nechasim, which are Chulin, which are just regular Nechasim, belong to the Yorshim. The Yorshim own this carbon. Sedavke komamar, I pligi, or mi pligi ad Rav, as he argued with Rav, uboyli suyachriti, and this Yoyrish, who's the new Balam, he's now full-fledged, he's the new Yankel Smith. Just like Yankel, if there was a Shinoi Balam, he'd have to bring a new carbon. It's Oyle, it's Kusha, Avlo Sham Shem Chayva. Do you say the same thing applies to this Yoyrish? He's going to have to bring a new one. Oydilma di Ikka, kam asei gabei di Yoyrish mechapra, iloi shenoi shinoi. From Rashi, it's mashma, not like I was saying that it's mechapra on the assays of the Nifter, but it would at least be mechapra on the assays of the Yoyrish that's bringing it. So, sorry, didn't mean to argue with Rashi. Maybe there's a change. You see, there's a test. You'd have to see what the Shita Mekubetza says. But anyway, bottom line is, Zokti Gemara, what did Rapinchas mean when he said, Yesh Baal Niachem Misa? Amalei, Tavke Kemena, I meant Taka, the first tzad, that the Yoyrish is going to have to buy a brand new animal and bring it for a brand new carbon, Oyla, no different than any other Baalim, who unfortunately had a mess up with either a Shini Kodesh or a Shini Balam. He too, he has a Shini Balam on his hand. He's going to have to bring a brand new car.
For the sake of the Yoris. For the sake of the
Nifter. Exactly, for the sake of the Nifter. Not necessarily that it's Mechaper on the Nifter, but since the Nifter would have, could have, should have brought this carbon, unfortunately he passed away. Now it's required on the part of the children to bring it. They become the new Balim, and so now those new Balim, if there was a mess up in the carbon, have to go and bring a brand new carbon, as if they were the original designators of the carbon initially.
That doesn't really add up, because when a person is higher than Ola, it's a dader, it's on the person.
Yeah.
Once the person dies, the Ola is no longer on the person, it becomes a Dava, as it were. And the
Dabba,
once it's messed up, once it's
lost, it's so hard. Well, either you'll have to say that a Pinchas is telling us a Groysa Chiddush, that even though this was not an obligation, it was a Neder. But as we know, a Neder means it's alive al kaspoi, it's Munach on his shoulders. So it's Munach now not on the shoulders of the Nifter, but it's on the new Balim, who happened to be the Yorshim. They have this requirement. And, or, we could say it's talking about a similar case to the case of the Yoledes, that she was mechuyev to bring Menat Torah out her status as Yoledes, not because of any assays. So there was mamish mechuyev. Now, if she passed away, and the Shoichet messed up in the designation, then you're going to have to bring a brand new carbon oila to, not to be mechaper, but to go and fulfill the requirements of the Torah to bring an oila under those circumstances. And now we have the final number 7. Notice in the mnemonic, the last one is doyrein. Oh, zokti morav amarava, oyle doyrein he. When you bring an oyle, it's like bringing a present kaviyochel to the Rabbeinu Shlalom. What Rashi says is, even though it is mechaper on assays, but that's really not the point. It's almost kind of a secondary point. The reason why you're bringing the oyle, explains Rashi, is it's like anybody that initially did some sort of chait, and now, for instance, to the melech, and now he is embarrassed, and he does tshuva, and after the tshuva, and the melech is willing to see him again, he now gives a present to the king to thank him for allowing him to atone for his sin. If you take a quick look at the Rashi, Oyla Doirenhi, Rashi is about 6-7 lines higher than where we are in the Gemara. Even though we say it's mechaper, but that's really not the purpose. if and when the person does tshuva, then he balak balis ponim. That's from the kabbal ponim to go and welcome the king and welcome this person to the king. Kadam shesarach b'melech v'ritzohu, that he originally was, he did a chet. V'ritzohu de prakliten. Prakliten means representatives, like ministers in the government, that they went and represented him and said good stuff about him. Oh, kshebalak b'ponim, maybe doyrim b'yotim. So what we just said now in the Rashi is really the Gemara, getting back to the Gemara. If he didn't do tshuva at all on the Averis for which he's bringing this carbon oil, in other words, for those assays, we should throw the guy out of the Beis Midrash and say, you're a Rasha, you didn't do tshuva, your carbon is an abomination. The idik tshuva, he didn't do tshuva, time within the Braisa. When a person claps al chait, osham the begano and mitzvah saseh, he gets instantaneous relief on the spot. So, what's the purpose of bringing the carbon? Avshamavina doirinhu. Tanya nami hochi, amrib shimon, chatas lamaba, lamaba, lechaper. El lamaba lefne oila. Whenever you bring a chatas and oila together as a pair, which is frequently the case, for instance, when you bring two oifois, the chatas comes before the oila. Why? The praklet shenichnas reads a praklet nichnas doyin acharav. You had the praklet, the representative, the minister that went to the king and said, please, have rachmunis on Yankel. He didn't mean it. He's not a bad guy. And he did tshuva, blah, blah, blah. After the melech says, okay, v'chamasa melech shachocha, I'm no longer angry. You've pacified me. Then after that, the person brings a present to establish new relationship that he loves him and he's devoted to him, etc.
It's a wonderful offering.
Offering. Beautiful. Shkoyach. And now we continue on to, we finished the seven memories, and that was the siman that we looked at before in the parentheses, and now we go back to the Mishnah. And from here to the bottom of the Amud is much simpler, because the Gemara just goes into the Makoyrois, why are Pesach and Chatos different? You remember 2 or 3 days ago, Barry expressed his frustration that we had already learned 4 or 5 blot into Masechet Zvachim, and we said that Pesach, the carbon, Shaloi Lishma, is totally possible, and we still haven't found the Makar. And I told him, Miyat Hashem will get there. Baruch Hashem, we've gotten there. Pesach Minolan, how do we know that if a person on Erev Yontif, the Shoichet is shechting the carbon Pesach, and foolishly he has in mind for Lamashal a Shlomim, how do you know that it's totally possible? Pesach Minolan, Dechsev, Shomres Chodesh Ovid, V'yosisa Pesach L'Hashem Elikecha. Shehu kol asiyois of L'Shem Pesach. The word V'yosisa tells you all the asiyois. Now, what is the basis of this Drushas Chazal? The Gemara doesn't at this point bring it, but we're going to bring it another few lines. The next pasuk right after the Shomer is Chodesh Av Asisa Pesach, the next pasuk is V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Alikecha Tzoynu Vokar. So it already says over there V'zavachta Pesach. Why does it have to say over here Shomer is Chodesh Av Asisa Pesach? The Isa Pesach, that's the extra Lashon, just comes to tell you that all the Asiyosiv have to be L'Shem Pesach. All the Asiyosiv means that we're not just talking about Zvicha Shchita, we're talking about all the 4 avoiders have to be L'Shem Pesach. Deval Rabbeisa, we only know that it's L'Mitzvah. We don't know yet that it is Ma'akev. That we're going to get to shortly. So far we know that L'Chatchila, all of the Asiyos have to be L'Shem Pesach. If you're wondering, what do I need this Pasuk for? Why don't I learn it from that Pasuk, V'zoisa Torah, La'oyle v'lamincha v'lachatis v'la'oshim v'lishlam, the Pasuk that we brought before, that all Kabbalists have to be similar to Shlomim. There's one problem. This Pasuk doesn't mention the word Pesach. So therefore I can't say it's got to be just like the Shlomim, it's got to be L'Chatchila, it's got to be L'Shma, there's no such Pasuk. So therefore I have to learn a Shomer Chodesh Aviv, all the Asiyos of Shem Pesach. Ashchon Shini Kodesh, Shini Baal Minolin, how do I know you can't switch it from one registered group of 50 people for another registry for another 50 people? How do I know if I did that, it's fatal and the carbon is now apostle? It's in the bottom of Avartim, Va'amartim, Zevach Pesachu, Zevach, Shteizvicha l'shem Pesach. Oh, here it doesn't talk about all the four. It just talks about the zvicha. But the zvicha should be l'shem Karban Pesach. One second. That's Shina Kodesh. Shina Kodesh already took care of with the previous pasuk that kol atziyos l'shem Pesach. Says Gemara, ena in l'shina Kodesh, because we've already covered that. Teni in l'shina Balan. That's what the second pasuk comes to tell you. Don't be mishana from one registry of 50 people for another registry of another 50 people. So to ask the mitzvah, both of these tukim only tell us lichatchilas. So that's similar to eshlam and oil and all the other kabbanis that we said that they're kosher. How do I know that Pesach is different? That it's la'akin minolim. That in fact the carbon is totally possible. Amakrav zavachta Pesach l'shem likecha tzoynu v'akar. This further vizavachta Pesach, we know when it comes to kodshim, the Gemara uses the expression shana alav akosav liakiv. Torah repeats it twice to go and tell you, Rabbi Yisai, I really mean it. I don't say it once; I'm saying it twice because I mean it. So it means leakiv. So we already have the previous pasuk of shomer es chodesh of vasisa Pesach, and then it repeats of vasisa Pesach. It's leakiv. Maskevler of Safra, hay vizavachta loch yudasa, hay boiler of Nachman. This pasuk vizavachta Pesach, I need for a totally different drash. Yamar of Nachman, Amar of Baravua, minayin le moisra Pesach, shekoriv shlomim. How do I know the moisra? What means moisra Pesach? Moisra Pesach means that a person or a group of people went and appointed, selected a particular kizbo or seira to go and bring for the carbon Pesach. And guess what happened? The kizbo seira got wind of what's going on, and so it gemacht a pleita, and we immediately brought another carbon instead, Baruch Hashem. And then guess what happens after that? We found the original carbon Pesach. That's called the Moiser HaPesach. I said kizbo seira. Is it a kizbo seira or is it really? It's a zohar. It's a kesev or a soya, right? It's a kesev or a soya. Thank you, but it's not a. It's not a shlomim. Gemara says, Moisir Pesach, we find the old Pesach, Kar of shlomim, you bring fresh shlomim. How do I know? Shnei mezvach, Pesach l'shem akecha, tzoyin uvokar. Now this pasuk is a pele. Tzoyin uvokar, v'leim pezach v'elam in a kvasim in a izim. When you bring Kar of Pesach, it's got to be either a seh, or an eiz, and not a bokar. Bokar is a cow. Holy cow! How's the pasuk saying you can bring tzoyin uvokar for Kar of Pesach? So Timur Mikan says Rav Nachman Mikan the Moisir Pesach Shehi Ledover Habom Min Hatzoyin U Min Habakar. Moisir Pesach meaning that if you find the old carbon Pesach, you can use it for a shlam. Umayniu shlam, because a shlam is a rare carbon that you can bring both from Tzoyin and from Vakar, as well as Rashi says it's unigender, because usually an oila you can only bring the mashal from a zachar. A normal karmel chattas, you can only bring a nekeva. Shlomim, you can bring from a zachar, from a nekeva, from tzoyin, from bakar. It's open-ended, any type. So therefore, that's what I learned from this pasuk. Once I'm learning that pasuk for that purpose, I don't have an extra pasuk now to tell you li'akev. So frey timora, how am I going to learn le'mitzvah u'li'akev? Elim Rav Safra says, Rav Safra, we're going to start all over again. V'zemach the Pesach, v'krev Nachman. That's Rav Nachman that says, Tzoyin uvokar, Moisir HaPesach. Shomer es chodesh av v'sisa, that's the mitzvah. They're going to tell you the mitzvah. Mitzvah means, l'chatchela, you have to do it l'shma. That's the mitzvah of Shini Kodesh. V'amartem zeh v'pesachu, that's come to tell you the mitzvah of Shini Balan. The mitzvah. Frey Timora, how do I know li'akev? Timora, who is li'akev bein hocha v'hocha? V'ushtei devar hu, V'amartem zevach Pesach hu l'Hashem. Why does the pasuk have to repeat the word hu? L'akim only hu means b'havyoso yehei. It has to be exactly this way. If you start tampering by doing a shini kodesh and a shini ba'alim, the whole thing is possible. So that hu is li'akim. Ben hoch v'hoch means both by shini kodesh and shini ba'alim. Pregnum v'mashchon zvicha. Remember we had in the pasuk of Amartim Zevach Pesach. Shara Avoidis Minolim, how do I know the other Avoidis? The Tumor Hoyle Begoli, Goli. What means Goli, Goli? Since I find that Legabe the Shinoi Koidish, it has to be Dafka that way, and it refers to all the four Asiyois. How do I know it refers to all the four Asiyois? said Shomer es Chodesh Ovid, va'asisa Pesach shekol asiyos shiyu l'shem karban Pesach, and that of course is a gilui in the pasuk legabi shini Chodesh. And since I'm saying that I learned from Avar to Zevach Pesach, that that's also coming to tell you shini balim. So even though that pasuk only talks about shini balim bezvicha v'martim Zevach Pesach, but since I have a gilui krah from the other pasuk from the shinui Kodesh, I'm going to apply that to the Shini Balim, that all Asiyos, the same thing applies. Ravashi Omar, Hoyle v'goli goli loyamrina. No. I don't subscribe to that. I respectfully disagree. El avoidus minons. How do I know the other three avoidus? I only have Amartam Zevach. The Chassidim says in the Pasuk, Zoyis HaToira. That's the Pasuk that we quoted before. Zoyis HaToira. La'oila v'la mincha v'la chatas v'la oshim v'la milum u'zevach ha'shlomim. V'tanya, 1 second, we're talking about a Korban Pesach. That Zoyis HaToira says it doesn't say Pesach. It says, Oyla mit mincha, mit chatzes, mit asher, mit lom, but it doesn't say anything about Korban Pesach. Zokti Mora, v'tanya, what is it in the next pasuk? If you have the Torah or HaSholem, the first pasuk that we quoted was Zayin, Lamed Zayin. Now we go on to the next pasuk. After Zoyis HaToira, Oyla mit mincha, Ashetiva Hashem es Moshe bar Sinai biyom tzavoyz ben Yisrael hakrev es karbenayim. Why do we have to repeat karbenayim? Didn't I just go through an extensive laundry list of all the karbanos, the oydom, the minchah, the chatzis, the yashin, the rab? What do I need the karbenayim for? Zakti Yemara, biyom tzavoyz ben Yisrael hakrevenayim. Sebechor umaser pesach, that I now use this second pasuk lamed ches, which follows immediately after lamed zayin, as an extension of the Zoyis HaToira. Throw in the word Karbanayim, and that means Bechor Umas Pesach, and Hekisha Kosel Lishlam. Even the Karban Pesach is now Hukish Lishlam. Mashlam Bein Shini Kodesh Bein Shini Balim Be'inan LeMitzvah, like we had the Psukim that we had a couple of days ago in the Gemara, but the Gemara went through all of the various Psukim, and we know Hukish Tushlamim Bein Shini Kodesh Bein Shini Balim LeMitzvah. Okay, but I still need to know the Akif. Ubishlam or Ukishlam.
Why don't you say then if you're doing the Hekis and say the others have to be also
the same?
I'm very happy that you raised that issue. It says Ukishlam. All the other Kabbonis in that long list are just like Shlomim, because Zoyis HaToira, they're all the same. Ma Shlomim mein Zvicha mein Shara Avoidus, lo yichalakta behen lemitzvah. All other Kabbonis have the same din like Shlomim. Lemitzvah meaning that lechatchili you have to go and do it lishma. But b'diyeved, it's a kosher carbon. Elish le'ol lebalim shum choyva. We had this previously, 2-3 days ago, and the Gemara said, okay, I know Shlomim. Shar Kabbonis mean holon. So we learned from this Zoyis HaToira that it's just like Shlomim. So tomorrow, a Pesach loitachli koi ben zvicha l'shar avoidos liakev. Same thing by Pesach. Don't be machalik between zvicha and shar avoidos. Meaning that I'm learning from Shlomim. Although lekabi the halacha of Shlomim, that's only the mitzvah. But one thing I know by Shlomim, it's by all the avoidos, not only by zvicha, but even by the shar avoidos. There is no chilek between the Zvicha, the Kabbalah Saddam, the Hilacha, and the Zricha Saddam. Then all of them, it's Lamitzvah. A Pesach loy tachlik boy, don't make a distinction between the Zvicha and the Shar Avoidos. What about the Akev? Says Yimar Elohu, skipping now the two lines, Elohu Lamali. If I'm saying that it's just like the Korban Pesach, that all of them, not only the Zvicha, but all the Shar Avoidos, what do I need the who for at this point? Kiddusanya, Nema Pesach Hu, Bishchita Li'akiv. The Hu is to tell you by Pesach, it's Ma'akiv. And to exclude only by Pesach, Av Oshem Loi Nemar Bahu. And therefore, says the Tanakh Kam in our Mishnah, not Rebbe Lezer, that the Oshem, there is no such thing that it's Ma'akiv. It's only the mitzvah. Aye, but didn't you tell me by Oshem, it also says Hu in the Pasuk? But where does that who appear? The Achrak Torah is a murim. Vu atzma shlukter a murav is kosher. The whole who that I find by Asham. What is the pasuk that we find by Asham? It says by Asham. Yeah. It says at the end of the pasuk who. Gemara brought it earlier on. Was it back in Daf Talit, was it? We have the word who. It says who. I'm a nutcracker by side. It says who by the cousin move. 35, 34. The hitter oisam ha koyin ham hezbeicha ishel Hashem oshem hu. So this pasuk oshem hu is at the end of a pasuk which begins the hitter oisam ha koyin ham hezbeicha. What is haktara? Haktara of course it means haktara, so a murim that you put the iron on the mizbech. What happens by any carbon if you fail to do the haktara say murim? You messed up bad, but it doesn't passel the carbon. Because what is the clincher of the carbon? Zrika sadam. Once you did the zrika, you were yoitze the carbon, you're done. So what's the who coming to tell you? It's not coming to go and tell you this din of haktara seimurim, that it's ma'akev, fakir, it's not ma'akev, and therefore, fiatos the gemara, only by the Pesach do we have the who, that's ma'akev, not by the carbon asham, and that's what the who comes to tell you, that here, by Shechita, by Pesach, it's ma'akiv, but not by the carbon asham. With this, we conclude our Baisai. May Hashem to be continued tomorrow. Chatzis Minot.